He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the March 17th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I did not feel the earthquake. Supposedly we had an earthquake this morning in Southern California. I would have been in transit on foot. I didn't feel anything. So we're safe here. So far, I don't see any buildings down. I don't see any bricks laying in the streets, anything like this. We seem to be fine. And the market seems to be fine also. I guess the market liked the news. Pretty painless, pretty easy. Crimea wants to be part of Russia. They don't want to be part of the Ukraine. That's what the people want. That's what the people are going to get. And the punishment that we give to Russia for that, well, that remains to be seen. Right now we have the Dow up 196 points on the news. The Dow is at 16,261. The S&P 500 is up 20 points right now. That's a 1.1% move. That's a big move, but we're basically just getting back what we lost late last week. The S&P is at 1861. It is back above its trading range, above that 1850 level. Whether it can follow through or not, that's the real question. And we'll see this week whether or not we can add on to this move that the market is making today. The NASDAQ is up 1.3% this morning. The NASDAQ is up 55 points. The NASDAQ is at 4,300. Gold wanted a little more turbulence than this. Gold is flat today. Gold is at 1,378. Gold has had a nice bump here to start the year. But boy, it has not been a good performer over the last 3, 4, 5 years. And we've got the 10-year yield at 2.67. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, where in the world are we going to make any money these days? I saw an interview last weekend with former CNBC reporter Ron Insana, and he made the bold statement that the only place to be invested in the world right now is the United States. And I thought that the other reporters were going to croak after they heard this. They turned white. Beads of sweat started appearing on their forehead. You can't mean, Ron, that investors shouldn't be diversified with their portfolios in these faster-growing economies around the world, Ron. Can that be right? Well, I guess Ron and Sana getting out into the real world and away from TV for a while, he's learned a little bit about how global economies and markets work. I think sitting behind a desk in front of a camera all day long and not looking at stock charts, you might not really realize what's going on in the world, because that diversification around the world notion has been devastating to portfolios over the last few years. I've had you out of the emerging markets for the last 18 months. Latin America was down 15.5% last year. It's down another 11.8% this year. Oh, but you got to diversify and have exposure around the world to these emerging markets that are growing faster than the United States. Russia was flat last year. Our market was up 29%. Russia is down 15.4% this year. Really? I want to have exposure around the world to the faster-growing emerging markets. Now, I'm not saying that they won't come back into favor once again. But avoiding these emerging markets over the last 18 months has been the cat's meow. It's really helped performance here at Gunderson Capital Management in our model portfolios. Diversify around the world just to diversify, right? That's what they would tell you. China was down 5.1% last year. Our market was up 29. China's down another 14% this year. And our markets are basically even right now. So the emerging markets have been submerging for the last 18 months. The app called it. I track 33 different asset classes on a daily basis. And just like the U.S. markets, they have their fair shot. I'm an equal opportunity investor. Show me what you got. And if you end up in the top 8, top 10 of the asset classes out there, I don't care if you're a mortgage bond. I don't care if you're a REIT. I don't care if you're inverse the S&P 500. I don't care if you're small cap Russia. You all have an equal chance. Show me what you got. Because I only want to invest in the very best asset classes at any given point in time. And how is that determined? Well, my proprietary formulas take a look at short-term performance, intermediate-term performance, and long-term performance with a little bit more weighting towards the recent past. And my app has shown me that emerging markets are suffering right now. They're not a good place to be invested. I would hate to run a Latin America mutual fund right now because my charter would tell me I have to stay 100% invested in Latin America, even though it's getting clobbered. I would hate to run an emerging markets fund, or I would hate to be an asset allocator telling folks across the table, you're young. You should have 25% of your assets in the faster growing emerging markets. That's why I'm not an asset allocator. To be diversified, just to be diversified, makes no sense whatsoever to me. Instead, world economies, world global conditions, geopolitical events, currency wars, other countries trying to outstimulus the next guy, all of these play into what's called the global economy. And at any given point in time, certain asset classes are going to be more favorable than other asset classes. I continue to have no exposure whatsoever, and I have no interest in the emerging markets. Well, why not be a contrarian? They've been beaten up. They got to be cheap right now. I heard that same argument in December, just 4 months ago. I heard many people coming on to TV, professional money managers, guys in my business, gals in my business, saying we think that investors should beef up their positions in the emerging markets right now. How has that advice worked out so far? Latin America is down 11.8% year to date. Russia's down 15.4% year to date. China's down 13.9% year to date. The emerging markets as a whole are down 7.6% year to date. So much for contrarianism. Well, now you could step to the plate today and say, well, I'm going to be a contrarian now. Maybe they were off by 3 months. You know what? That's not how I do things here. I wait until they prove to me that on a relative basis, they're one of the best places in the world to be invested right now. And they're not. The problem is, they've brought down the U.S. markets. It's very hard for the U.S. markets to emerge when the emerging markets are submerging. For that reason, the S&P 500 right now is basically even on the year. Last year at this time, we were already up 9.6%. We were smoking. We were well on our way to a 29% performance. And I would say that right now it's anybody's guess where we end up 2014. Right now we're flat, and I would say the biggest reason we're flat is twofold. One, the emerging markets continue to hold us down. And two, the Fed is no longer at our back. So what is an investor to do this year? More than any year in recent memory, this is a stock picker's market. We have to be in the right asset classes this year. We have to be in the right sectors this year, and we have to really hone the darts that we're throwing and narrow it down the search and try to hit some of the big winners in the market. The search goes on. I've hit a few this year, but overall it's been a difficult year. We can't really get a trend to stick. Well, we're up triple digits here. Maybe this is the beginning of a new trend where we can make some money. But in the meantime, we take it a day at a time. There's nothing wrong with protecting our gains from last year right now and looking for new opportunities. And where am I finding those opportunities? Well, when we come back, we'll take our weekly look at the current asset class rankings, current sector rankings, and where the best stocks are lurking at the current time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's just have a look here at the scorecard so far this year. We've got an S&P 500 with today's action that might now be just slightly positive, less than 1%. I think it's fair to say it's flat on the year, 10 weeks into the new year, after a 29% gain in the market last year. And the two biggest factors, in my opinion, that are holding this market back are, one, geopolitical concerns and the emerging market woes, and two, a Fed that no longer is behind us. But that doesn't mean that we can't end up making some nice money here this year. It's just a lot tougher sledding. We don't have the wind at our back like we had last year. And you could say, well, you should have moved everybody to bonds at the end of last year. The U.S. long bond is up 6.5% so far this year. And the 10-year Treasury, an investment in that ETF, is up 3.3% so far this year. They're beating the stock market. Well, you know what? That's just 10 weeks, all right? 10 weeks does not make a trend. You have to go into the... You have to look at the last 1 year, the last 3 years, the last 5 years, the current the chart of those two ETFs, and they just don't look that good to me. Even though they've had a little bit of a bounce here, it's been mainly caused by a flight to safety because of the submerging markets, and also a little bit of flight to safety because of some of the geopolitical concerns that we've had so far this year. And I don't think that that rally in bonds, which has now been for, you know, 10 weeks or so, I don't think it's going to end up being a rally that can really put money in your pocket over the next several months and the next several years. You could say, well, you know what? Why didn't you catch this bounce in gold? Gold's up 11.7%. so far this year. Well, I think you have to put that move in perspective. I think you have to take a look at gold over a little longer term here. Over the last 12 months, gold is down 13.4%, while the market's up 17.8%. So 10 weeks does not a new trend make. And over the last 3 years, gold has been averaging negative 1.4% per year, while the market's been positive by 12.4. So even though the gold bugs can finally point to a 10-week period of time where gold has made an 11% move and say, see, we told you so, I would just remind them that last year gold was down 26.3%. So you've got to come back a lot further than 11% just to get back to even. I'm still not a gold bug. I put a line in my newsletter over the weekend where I might become a gold bug. But as of now, gold is not in my top 10 ranked asset classes. It has moved up. It's maybe number 12 now. It was at or near the bottom. But I still would not call it a great investment here. I would not say that by buying gold, you would be buying one of the top ranked asset classes in the world right now, because it's not. It is moving up the ladder, but it still has quite a bit further to go. And this rally is going to have to last a little bit longer than 10 weeks for gold to really prove itself. So what are the top ranked asset classes in the world right now? Well, I pointed out, I have a new article out on Seeking Alpha today on a biotech cash cow. You might want to look up that article. It's a local San Diego company that doesn't have a research lab, but they own a piece of about 90 different drugs from different manufacturers. They have quite a portfolio. And they get a little piece of the action off of all those. They have a very diversified mix. They're profitable. They're quite a unique company in the biotech industry. But I start off the article with pointing out where the leading asset classes in the world are right now. And I point out that for the last 18 months now, it's been the same asset classes that have been leading the market. I could sum it up by saying it's U.S. stocks, just like Ron Insana said on Friday. U.S. stocks have been the only place to have your money, really, for the last couple of years now. And while the asset allocator may be covering their ears right now, and they don't want to hear it, it's true. The emerging markets, the foreign markets, the bond market, precious metals, they all got clobbered last year. You can't argue with the fact that U.S. markets were the place to be last year. And as we sit here today, 10 weeks into 2014, U.S. markets are still the place to be. I agreed with a pundit on CNBC for a change who was on last Friday. Not only are U.S. stocks, equities, ownership in U.S. companies still the place to be, but more particularly, more specifically, small caps, mid caps, and micro caps. It's still the little guys that are leading the way. It's not the big blue chip companies that are global, that depend on a vibrant world economy, that have a footprint all over the world. No, it's these little guys that are nimble, that can carve out niches in areas of the economy that are booming right now. It's still small cap value. It's still small cap growth. It's still mid cap growth. It's still micro cap. This is where the action is. And it's been there for almost 18 months now. And how valuable is that information? How valuable has it been? It's been very valuable. And you could say to me, well, it's been going up for a long time. I don't want to get in now. I heard that same argument 6 months ago. I heard that same argument 12 months ago. I heard that same argument 15 months ago. And they continue to go up. Because as Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over. And until it's over, you've got to ride these trends for all they're worth. Now, how does that help you, that knowledge? That U.S. stocks, and more particularly small and mid-cap stocks, continue to be the best asset classes in the world. Man, if I've got a 401k at work, that helps me tremendously to know that. Your 401k, even if you made no contributions to it at all last year, your 401k should have been up somewhere in the 25 to 40% area. To do that, you would have had to have been invested in the right asset classes. If you spread your assets far and wide, you didn't do anywhere near that. Because I've pointed out in the past that even a 50-50 stock bond portfolio last year was only up 6%. A 100% U.S. stock portfolio was up 29% last year. Being in the right asset classes is absolutely vital. When will it change? I don't know. This trend's been in place now for almost 18 months. When it changes, and I'll let you know. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion of where the best places in the world are to be invested right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, here's what we've learned so far. We've learned that indeed that the U.S. is still the best place in the world to be invested right now. It's not always that way, but it is right now. The global economy, world events help shape the best investments around the world. The interest rate environment, stimulus being applied by different governments at any given point in time, all of these play into determining where the best places are to be invested at any point in time. And the app just applies the formulas. It just takes a look. It doesn't know what they're doing in the Crimean Peninsula. And the app doesn't know that there's a plane missing and we don't know where it is. Things like this, geopolitical concerns. It just looks at the various asset classes from a short-term performance basis, an intermediate-term performance basis, and a long-term performance basis. And it spits back to me the results of that analysis. And that analysis has told me for the last 15 months at least, maybe 18 months now, that the only asset class worth investing in has been U.S. equities. Not loaning companies money, but having ownership in those companies through stocks, equities. And more particularly, small, mid, and micro cap stocks. And until that trend changes, that's the trend that remains in place for now. And I have no idea how long that trend can last. And I know have no idea when it's eventually going to change and we're going to see a whole different class of asset classes at the top of the leaderboard. But for now, it's still the same exact asset classes that have been leading this market for the last 18 months that sit atop the leaderboard. You can fight it all you want, and many people have. They've shorted the market. Oh, we're printing too much money. The dollar's going to collapse. The market's way too expensive. This bull is long in the tooth. One excuse after another. And eventually they'll be right, some of them. But for now, if you've listened to me for the last 5 years, you've ridden this bull market for all it's worth. And we don't know when this five-year-old bull market is finally going to be brought to its knees. We just have to take it a day at a time, a week at a time, a sector at a time, an asset class at a time, and an individual stock at a time. But for now, the same exact trends that have been in place for a long time are still in place. When we take a look at the very worst places to be invested right now, here's my argument against asset allocation. The bond market, even though it's had a little bit of a run here over the last 10 weeks, and it's up between 3 to 5% so far this year, I think that's just been a temporary parking place during geopolitical concerns. Being short the market, you're still getting clobbered. Anybody who comes on TV and continues to recommend that you should short this market because it's so expensive, and they've been people that they've paraded out for the last 5 years, saying, repeating the same mantra, Peter Schiff comes to mind. Look at a chart. They've been absolutely clobbered being short this market. And yet they're too proud to admit they're wrong. They stick by their thesis and they continue to get clobbered and they continue to lose big time money for people. Not only lose money, but miss out on what they could be making right now. But they sell lots of newsletters. And they alarm lots of people, and they have their disciples and their followers who will follow them right into the ground. This is also a terrible place to be in the emerging markets. I'm not going to beat a dead horse anymore. Yes, I am. That continues to be one of the worst places you can possibly be invested. And you know what? Day by day and week by week, I become more anti-asset allocation than ever. I become more and more and more convinced that it's a mediocre strategy. Now, here's another reason why I say this. I spent a lot of time over the weekend on my mutual fund app, which is going to be, I think, one of the most potent tools that any 401k investor could possibly have. It's going to keep 401k investors in the right area of the market. How many of you out there neglect your 401k? You don't even know where your funds are parked right now. You don't even know where the new money that's being taken out of your paycheck every week, where it's going. I just want a simple system. I just want to try to keep people in the right funds in their 401ks. Like I say, you should be have been up 25 to 40% last year in your 401k. And that's going to come in real handy someday down the road, because that 25 or 40% that you gained last year now has the ability to compound going forward. That's very, very powerful. But as I looked at the mutual funds, man, it's a sea of mediocrity. I currently have in my database 6,500. I'm adding, I'm deleting, but I'm pretty much leaving anyone that has more than a three-year track record, I'm leaving it in there. I don't care what the minimum is. I don't care what class shares it is. Because a lot of you at work, you have some funky form of a mutual fund. Maybe you have R5 share version of the fund. Well, it has its ticker symbol, and you'll be able to look up it. I'm trying to make as broad and wide of sweep of mutual funds as I possibly can. There's 29,000 in the Morningstar database. My app won't have that many, but by the time I'm done, it could be pushing 8 or 9,000. What's at the bottom of the heap? Asset allocation funds. If that's not proof that asset allocation delivers mediocre returns, I don't know what is. I mean, out of 6,000 mutual funds, you look down around that bottom 500, that bottom 1,000, and you'll see all of the asset allocation funds. The ones that allocate assets across a broad range of asset allocation, so you're diversified, just to be diversified. A big chunk of bonds, a big chunk of stocks. Let's not forget those emerging markets that are growing faster than our economies. You know, I hear the same mantra over and over and over repeated by whether they're mutual fund wholesalers, whether they're presidents of companies that push asset allocation models. Well, that's 65, 70% of my industry pushes asset allocation models. You do your own homework. You look up how the asset allocation funds, the target date funds, there's another big loser. This is a real eye-opener for me to take a look at the top-ranked mutual funds using my system, using the same system that I use for stocks, sans the value portion of it, because you can't put a valuation on a mutual fund. But you certainly can look at the short-term, intermediate-term, long-term performance, the stock chart, how it held up in 2008, etc., and rank them one against another. And you'd be surprised how few really good mutual funds there are. I think right now out of the 6,500 in my database, I have 150 with an asterisk next to them. They would be ones that I would consider. 150 out of 6,500. And if you go down at the bottom of the heap, that's where you're going to find the cellar dwellers. That's where you're going to find the mediocrity. And I can just tell you that a lot of the asset allocation funds, the target funds, etc., reside at the bottom of the heap. And if you're happy with not making too much in good times and not losing too much in bad times and just kind of creeping along with your asset allocation, you be my guest, you go right ahead. Everybody has to decide for themselves what type of a strategy that they'll employ in their own portfolios. Another big class of losers are tactical allocation funds, which I would consider something what I do. I go where the action is. But I don't know what the folks that run tactical allocation mutual funds are doing. I don't know how they're determining their tactical allocations. But the results have been very, very poor over the years. Being in the right places at the right time is critical. And when we come back, we're going to zero in even a little more. How about that biotech sector? Is it still leading the way? We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I've been in the right place, but must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong call.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. I know that sometimes it just sounds like a broken record over and over and over and over again, telling you that U.S. stocks are the only place to be invested in, that the best asset classes in the world are still small cap U.S. stocks, mid cap U.S. stocks, micro cap U.S. stocks. Yes, it will change at some point in time. But for now, that's where the action is, and that's where the money is to be made. But having said that, this obviously has been a year. So we sit here today, the market's flat for the year, 10 weeks into the new year. Last year at this time, we were up 9.6%, well on our way to a 29% gain in U.S. stocks. And so far this year, we really have nothing to show for our 10 weeks of work. But is there anything wrong with protecting what we made last year? No, there's nothing wrong with that. And in the meantime, we continue to look for new opportunities, new stocks that are breaking out, taking over leadership in the market. And where might those areas of the market be right now? Well, we have a big ocean out there. It's like searching for that plane that's missing. First, you have to identify a basic area, and we have U.S. stocks. Then we have to narrow it down a little bit more, and we have small caps, micro caps, mid caps. Now we have to narrow it down even further and concentrate and focus our assets in those areas of the market that are most likely to turn up that missing airplane or those stocks that can boost our portfolios here in 2014. It is a much tougher environment this year. I warned you that it would be. I put up the yellow flag on January the 3rd of this year. And as we sit here today, I still have a yellow flag flying. That doesn't mean you need to raise 25% cash, 30% cash. There's no magic number. It's just a matter of watching your stocks very, very closely this year. This is not a year to have your pedal to the metal, giving your stocks a loose rein. I have a very tight leash on everything that I own. But most of the stuff that I own is holding up just fine. It's just not really making those big advances upwards like they were last year. But the best sectors in the market, here we go. I'll just play the same segment from last year at this time, or the same segment from 6 months ago at this time. The leading sectors in the market are this. Number one, the pharmaceutical sector. It's still the leading sector in the market. Number two, the biotech sector. It's still number two. These two have been number one and number two now for almost 15 months. They've had their days where they looked like they were finally giving up the ghost. They've had their days where some of the individual members are rolling over. And I have lightened up my exposure this year to the biotechs. But on a relative basis, the pharmaceutical sector is ranked A right now. The biotech sector is ranked A-. They're number one and number two. And the number three ranked sector is the U.S. Healthcare Index. All three. What do they have in common? They're U.S. They include a lot of mid and small cap stocks. And they're in that drug and biotech sector or healthcare sector. Number four this week is the banking sector. I'm still not a big fan of the banking stocks. Is it really a growth industry anymore? The bank stocks went down 12% in January, and now they've come back 12%. They're back to where they started. Not real excited. The fourth sector that I am still interested in is the technology sector. Different flavors, whether it's internet, whether it's software, or whether it is semiconductors, the technology sector is still a good sector to be invested in. So there you go. There it is. U.S. stocks, small and mid-cap U.S. stocks, and more specifically, biotech, pharmaceutical, healthcare, and technology. There's really nothing else that I'm interested in right now. You say, what about the gold miners? The gold miners have been on a tear for the last month or so. Well, you know what? You have to put that move in perspective. Over the last 12 months, the gold mining sector is down 25%. That's the last 12 months. A year ago today, the gold mining sector was 25% higher than where it is today. But look at the move it's made over the last 3 months. Over the last 3 years, the gold mining sector has been going down by 21% per year. So yes, you may have caught a little bit of a, you got lucky. You finally caught a bottom in the gold mining sector and you've had a pretty good bounce here. But when you look at a little bit bigger picture on the gold miners, I think the shine comes off pretty quickly on that gold mining sector. So the bottom line is this, it's still a U.S. stock market. Unfortunately, the market is even for the year. You could be in a lot worse shape, however. You could be invested in the emerging markets, which are down double digits for the year. On a relative basis, being even right now doesn't look so bad. Just ask the guy who's got a heavy exposure to foreign and emerging markets. He wishes he was in the U.S. markets. And we continue to shop mainly in the aisles of the supermarket, of the stock market. We continue to shop in the biotech sector, the pharmaceutical sector, the technology sector, and the healthcare sector. I added two new stocks to my aggressive growth portfolio last week. You can get my newsletter, see what they were. I wrote a couple of articles, several articles last week that I have links to in the newsletter. In the conservative growth portfolio, I added one there. Now, that thing's up 2.6% so far this year, so it's beating the market. And in the income portfolio, I added a new one there. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to get a four-week trial to my weekly newsletter if you want to go it alone and manage your own money. And if you determine that, you know what, that's a time-consuming endeavor to manage your own money, maybe I ought to have Bill Gunderson look at my portfolio and have him manage my money. We're 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.